Okay, today's daf is Kinim Daf Chav Dalid. We left off in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis at the beginning of the third parak of Maseches Kinim. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank him again very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. Today's parak, the third parak of Maseches Kinim, is going to discuss many of the cases that we've had previously, but previously we spoke about when there were different mix-ups, what the Kohen ought to do, what he's supposed to do. Now we're going to discuss, let's say he just did, and now he brought the X number of karbanos in whatever way. Well, what do we do now? How do we make up for it? How does the Bailim make sure that he's fulfilled everything that he needed to fulfill? So that's what the parak is going to be about. The basic klal that we have to remember throughout the entire parak is that if you don't know what birds were brought lemaila as olos and what birds were brought lemata as chataos, we always have to assume the worst, and therefore the person who's obligated to bring the birds has to bring other ones that will be vadai karav kedinan. However, you also have to be choshesh on the flip side that maybe it was done properly, and therefore when you bring birds that were mesupa, that you're mesupak, if it maybe was done properly the first time, you always have to make a tanai. And when it's an ola, you make a tanai that if this chiyuv was already taken care of, then this ola should be a nedava. And if it's a chatas, which cannot be brought in a dava, then you have to bring it like a chatas ha'ov, habala safik, in the sense that it cannot get eaten. And when the safik is between two women, that one of them was yotzei der chiyuv and the other one wasn't, so then you make it tanai that this bird should count for whichever one of us was not yet yotzei our chiyuv. But that's how you always have to assume worst case scenario, and you have to assume best case scenario, and therefore make it tanai based on the best case scenario. So you bring the karbanos based on worst case scenario, but you make it tanai to cover the possibility of best case scenario. So the first mishnah is going to talk about where each woman had an equal number of birds. The second mishnah is going to talk about where two women had different numbers of birds that get mixed in. The third mishnah is going to talk about the taroves of kinim mifurashos, not kinim stumos, where they've already been identified which one is the ola, which one is the chatas. And then the fourth mishnah is going to talk about a mixture of stumos and mifurashos, one with the other. And the fifth mishnah is going to talk about chataos and kinim chovos that are stumos. So you have a group of karbanos chatas, which are all supposed to be brought lemata michuta sikra, and a whole bunch of kinim chovos that are stumos, and also a mixture of olos with kinim chovos that are stumos. And then the sixth and final mishnah is going to talk about seven different cases of a woman who has a kan nedava and a kan chova, a woman who gives birth but says, in addition to the kan chova that I have to bring when I give birth, I want to also bring a kan nedava because I'm so grateful. And then at the very end of the mesecht, we'll see if we get there, but at the very end of the mesecht, we'll have a little bit of agavita. So, okay, so it says Mishnah Aleph. Again, we're going to discuss mixtures, but it was, the case over here is not only do we have a mixture of different kinim, the Kohen already did what he did. He already brought the Karbanos. So what do we do now? So we had... So says the Mishnah, the parak starts with Bamed Varmamurim. All the halachos we learned up until now is Bekoin Animlach. That's if the Kohen, before he does anything, asks, what should I do? Aval Bekoin Sheino Nimlach. But if a Kohen never asks a Shaila, and he's just makar of anything, everything, and now we have to figure out what was kosher and what was not kosher, so now there's a whole different set of dinim that the whole parak is going to be about. So here's how it goes. Achasuzu va'achasuzu. If in the tarovis of the two kinim, you had one kan that belonged to one woman and another kan that belonged to another woman, or shtayim lezu, two kinim for each woman, or shalosh lezu v'shalosh lezu, and they're all kinim stumos. Nothing has been determined yet what's going to be a chatas and what's going to be an ola. So asa kulon lemala. So if the kohen brings them all as karbanos ola, so good. Mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. Now we know exactly what the halach is going to be. Half of them are going to be kasher, half of them are going to be pasul. you have a bunch of kinim stumos, half of every kan stuma is supposed to be an ola. He brought everything as an ola, so the half that was supposed to be an ola is all going to be kosher, and the half that was supposed to be a chatas is all going to be pasul. And similarly, kulam lamata, if he brought them all as chataos, all lamata, so mechsa kosher, mechsa pasul, then the half that were supposed to be chataos are going to be kosher, and the half that were not supposed to be chataos, that were supposed to be olos, are going to be pasul. So that's very straightforward. What if he did the following? Chetzim lamalan v'chetzim lamatan. He brought half of them lamalan and half of them lamata. So esha lamalan mechsa kosher u'mechsa pasul. So we have to be choshesh and say that that which he brought lamaila was half kosher, half pasul. V'esha lamata mechsa kosher u'mechsa pasul. And that which he brought lamata was also half kosher and half pasul. Meaning, let's take the simplest case. Each woman had one kan. So each woman had two birds. So you have a total of four birds. This guy brought two birds lamaila and two birds lamata. But we don't know what he did. Did he bring it kidino, that he brought from each kan, one lamaila, one lamata, right? From Sarah's kan, one lamaila, one lamata. From Rivka's kan, one lamaila, one lamata. In which case, we're great. He did everything he was supposed to do. Or maybe no, maybe he messed up. And he brought both of Sarah's birds lamaila. And both of Rivka's birds, lamata. In which case, only one of Sarah's birds is kosher, and only one of Rivka's birds is kosher. So that's the worst case scenario. Or if you have a case where there are shnei kinin, for each woman had shnei kinin, each woman had four birds. So you always have to be choshish. Maybe he brought all four birds that belong to one woman, lamaila, and all four birds that belong to the other woman, lamata. In which case, from all the eight birds, only half of them are kosher. The two olos that he brought lamaila, and two chatos that he brought lamata, and the other four birds are going to be pasul. So that's why we say that no matter how many different kinim there were, if it's an even number of kinim for each woman, and he just brought chatzil lamaila and chatzil lamata, so the worst case scenario is that he brought all of one woman's birds lamaila and all of the other woman's birds lamata, in which case only half of them are going to be kosher. Good, says the Mishnah Beis. Now it gets a little bit more complicated. What if the two women didn't have the same number of birds? They had different numbers of birds. So you have a tarovis of kinim of different women that don't have the same number of birds. Achas zu u'shtayim lezu. Sarah has one kan, Rivka has two kinim. Or v'shalosh lezu. Sarah has one kan, Rivka has three kinim. Oh, v'eser lezu. Or maybe it's v'eser lezu. Yeah, Sarah has one kan and Rivka has 10 kinim, umeya lezu, or 100 kinim, or maybe Sarah has 2 kinim and Rivka has 3, or Sarah has 2 and Rivka has 10. So the halacha is, if the Kohen takes all of these birds and he does them all as if they were Karbanos Olah, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. From all the kinim, half of them are going to be kasher, half of them are going to be pasul. That's very straightforward. Of course they're half going to be kasher, half going to be pasul, because half of these birds are olos and half of them are chatos. If you bring them all as olos, so half of them are done right. So that's very obvious. Kulo lamata, also very obvious. If he brings them all as chataos, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Right? No chiddush there. Whenever you have a whole bunch of birds that are half olos, half chataos, and you bring them all as chataos, obviously half of them are going to be kasher, and half of them are going to be pasul. What if he does chetzia lamalan, v'chetzia lamatan? So this is a little more complicated. He does half of them lamala, and half of them lamata. Hamiruba kasher, the number of birds in the larger of the sets of birds, meaning one woman had one kan and the other woman had two kinim, the number of the birds for the two kinim are going to be kosher. Not necessarily that all of the birds that belong to the woman that had two kinim are kosher, but that number of birds among the two of the women is going to be kosher, and everything else is pasul misafik. Meaning, let's take that case. That's the easiest case to talk about. You have one woman, Sarah has one kan, which means two birds, and Rivka has two kinim, which means four birds. So they all get brought in a way that's it's a total of six birds, right? And the Kohen takes three birds, does it lemaila, three birds does it lemata. What is the worst case scenario? So worst case scenario is that he brought both birds that belong to Sarah on one side of the Mizbeach, right? That's the worst case scenario. He took both of Sarah's birds and brought them both lemaila michutasikra, let's say, lemashal. So therefore, the woman who had four birds, if he did three and three, he already brought two birds from Sarah lemaila, so only one of Rivka's birds was brought lemaila, when it should have been two, and three of Rivka's birds were brought lemata, when it should have been two. So let's figure out what's kosher. So the preda achas that's brought from Sarah, that was brought lemala, is kosher, meaning he brought both of Sarah's birds lemaila, but one of them was supposed to be lemata. So one of Sarah's birds was kosher, right? Amongst Rivka's birds, Rivka was supposed to have two lemala, two lemata. He brought one lemala, three lemata. So one of Rivka's birds that was brought lemaila, also kosher. Two out of the three of Rivka's birds that were brought lemata, also kosher. So it turns out a total of four birds were kosher. Four birds happens to be the number of birds that Rivka was supposed to bring. Now, again, it's not that all of Rivka's birds are kosher, but between the two of them, a total of four birds was kosher. And this works with any number. Meaning, let's say Sarah had four birds and Rivka had six birds, right? Two kinim and three kinim. So it was a total of five kinim, a total of 10 birds. And what did the Kohen do? He brought five lemaila and five lemata. Worst case scenario is that he, of the five that he brought lemaila, four of them were all of Sarah's birds. He brought all of Sarah's birds lemaila. So right off the bat, two of those are kosher. Two out of four of Sarah's birds are kosher. What about Rivka's birds? Well, what does he do with them? The fifth bird he brought lemaila was Rivka's, right? So one of Rivka's birds he brought lemaila, that's definitely kosher. Then the other five that he brought lemata were all Rivka's, but three of those are kosher because Rivka was supposed to have three lemaila and three lemata. So you're going to end up again with exactly the number that Rivka was supposed to bring originally, which is six. That number of birds is going to be kosher. Again, it's not that all of Rivka's birds are kosher, but it's the number of birds that Rivka was supposed to bring that are going to be kosher. So the Mishnah just summarizes how to do the math. Zaklal. Whenever you could divide up the kinim into two equal parts, that the kinim will not belong to one woman, both and lemaila and lemata, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Since it's possible that no woman has all of her that it could be that that no woman has on both sides and all of her kinim belong to one woman that were brought lemaila, and all the kinim that belong to the other woman are brought lemata, so we have to be choshesh that's maybe what happened, that all of if they had an even number of birds, so we have to be choshesh, meaning if they each had two birds and the queen brought two lemaila and two lemata, we have to be choshesh all of Sarah's were lemaila and all of Rivka's were lemata, right? That's what we're always assuming, it's an even number of birds between the two women. But if they have different numbers, and therefore one of the women definitely had at least some of the birds brought on each side, each lemaila and lemata, because just the numbers don't work out. Of the let's say the case was that there were a total of six birds. So of the six birds, three were lemaila, three were lemata, but one of the women had four birds. So obviously, the woman who had four birds had at least something that was brought on each side, both lemaila and lemata. Then the halach is going to be hamaruba kasher. Whichever woman has the larger, and not whichever woman, the number of birds that the woman who had the larger number has, that number of birds is kosher. Again, it may not be all her birds that are kosher, but that number of birds is going to be kosher. So that just summarizes the halacha that we had said previously. Now Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Up until now, we've been talking about kinim stumos. So whatever the kohen did was fine, is as long as he got the right ratio of lemaila and lemata, because you can't mess it up. Meaning, it wasn't determined which birds have to be lemaila and which birds have to be lemata. It was kinim stumos. He gets to determine that. But what if you have kinim mefurashos, that these birds already are specifically earmarked? Some of them are olos, some of them are chataos. So what if you have two predim, chatas lezu va'olah lezu, a chatas that belongs to one woman and an olah belongs to another woman? They get mixed up, and the kohen doesn't ask any shailas, but asakulan lemalan. He brings them both lemalan michutz sikra. So good, so mechza kasher, mechza pasul. If one of them was an olah and there were two birds and he brought them both lemaila, so one of them is kosher. Kulan lemata, if one of them is a chatas and he brings them both lemata michutz sikra, again, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. That's going to be pretty straightforward as well. Chetzin lemalam v'chetzin lematan. If he has one ola and one chatas, and they've already been predetermined which is the ola and which is the chatas, but he didn't know which one was which, and he just brought one lemaila and one lemata, shteyan psulos. Then they're both going to be pasul. Shani omer chatas kreven lemalam lematan, because we always have to assume the worst case scenario. And worst case scenario is that he brought the chatas lemaila michutzisikra, and he brought the ola lemalam michutzisikra, in which case everything is going to be puzzle. So that Mishnah was just very easy, very straightforward, right? It sets the baseline that when you're dealing with kinim mefurashos, say if you do everything on one side of the mizbeach, either lemala or lemata, half is going to be kosher. If you split it evenly, lemala lemata, everything's going to be puzzle because you have to assume the worst. Now, what happens though if you have a mixture of stumos and mifurashos? Meaning you have two women that are each chayiv to bring, let's say, three birds. One of them is chayiv in a kan shlema, an ola and a chatas, plus another bird for an ola. And the other woman is chayiv in a kan shlema, meaning an ola and a chatas, plus another chatas bird. So total between the two women, you have six birds, and they buy three kinim together. So the first kan, they're koveya, that one of them is going to be a chatas va'ola, that one of them is going to be, one bird is going to be a chatas, and the other bird is going to be an ola. So that is a kan mefureshes. And then the second kan is stuma. And then the third kan, umefureshes. The second kan, they don't determine which is going to be the chatas, which is going to be an ola. And then the third kan, they are mefaresh at the time that they buy it, that one of them is going to be a chatas, one of them is going to be an ola. But they don't determine who is the owner of the chatas, who is the owner of the ola. So you have over here two olos, two chataos that are mefurashos, plus a kanstuma. I mean, that's what you have, a total of six birds. Two of them are olos mefurashos, two are chataos mefurashos, plus one kanstuma where it has an ola and a chatas, but we don't know which is which. So the kohen should bring the olos lemala, obviously, and the chataos lemata. And by the kanstuma, he brings achas lemala, the achas lemata, and everything would be great. But he made a mistake, and he thought that they were all olos. So asa kulam lemalan. He brought all of these birds lemalan. So halacha is going to be pretty straightforward. Mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Obviously, if three of these birds were chataos and three of them were olos, two of them were mefurashos already as olos, and then you had a kanstuma where one of them had to be an ola, and he brought all six lemaila. Good. So half of what he brought is kasher. The three of them are kasher. Cool on the matan, and similarly, pretty simple. If he brings them all the mata, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Half of them are going to be kasher, half of them are going to be pasul. The half that he brings the mata are indeed chataos are going to be kasher, and the half that were olos are not going to be kasher. But what if he does chetzil lemalan v'chetzil lematan? He does half of them lemaila, half of them lemata. Meaning, and over here it's different. We're not just talking about a random mixture of six birds. He kept the kinim in order. The case is that he takes from each kan one bird and brings it lemaila, and the other bird and brings it lemata from each kan. But two of these kinim are kinim of ferocious, and he didn't know which bird from each kan he brought lemaila. But he does know for sure that the three that he brought lemaila were from three separate kinim, and the three that he brought lemata were from three separate kinim. So then, in kasher ella stuma. Only the kan stuma is going to be kosher. Because the two kinim that were mufrashos, yeah, he brought one lemaila, one lemata, like he was supposed to, but he might have flipped him. He might have brought the ola lemata and the chatas lemaila. So each of the kinim of mufrashos are messed up, because he could have flipped them. But the the Kanstuma is going to be kosher because the Kanstuma, he gets to determine which one is brought as an Ola and which one is brought as a Chatas. As long as he brought one of each, he's fine. V'himis chalekes beinehen. And therefore, they should buy other kinim and make it tonight and say that if the Ola was brought for me and the Chatas for you, so now now the Chatas is going to be for me and the Ola is going to be for you. And if the Chatas was brought for me and the Ola was for you, so now the Ola is going to be for me and the Chatas is for you. So from all of the six Pratim, only two of them are going to be kosher, the two of the Kanstuma, and they have to bring another four Pratim, another four birds, two for the first Kan, an Ola Luzu v'Chatas Luzu, and two for the third Kan, which is a Kan Mufreshes, and those two last ones, they're going to make this Tanai that we just mentioned. Okay, that now Mishnah Hay discusses what happens if you have Karbonos Chatos, definite Chataos, that are mixed with kinim stumos of chova. A woman is obligated to bring birds and she has kinim stumos. And the Mishnah is also going to discuss what happens if you have olos that are mixed with kinim stumos. So says the Mishnah, chatos shenis arvu b'chova. Let's say you have chatos, absolute definite chatos, birds that are supposed to be chatos, that are mixed with kinim chova that are stumos. And the number of chatos is the same number as the number of birds in the kan that's supposed to be brought as a chova. Meaning, let's say, for example, you have two karbanos chatos, two birds that are chatos, that get mixed in with one kan, right? One kan means two birds that are stumos. Or let's say you have four chatos that get mixed in with two kinim. And the Kohen does mechza lamala mechza lamata. So the halach is going to be ein kasher ella minyan chatos shebechova. The only number of birds that's going to be kasher are the number of chatos in the kan chova. That if again you have two chatos mixed in with one kan, which means with two birds, so from all the tarovas only one chatos is going to be kasher. And if the four chatos gets mixed in with shtei kinim, with two kinim, which is four birds, only two chatos are going to be kosher. Why? Since the number of chatos equals the number of birds in the kan chova, so if the kohen does mechza lemailo, mechza lemata, it could be that he did all of the chatos lemaila, that he messed up every single one of the chatos. He did them all lemaila. And what did he do with the kan stuma? He brought them all lemata. Well, we know what the halach is if you have a kan stuma and you bring it both birds of the kan stuma lamata, one of them is kosher, one of them is pasul, right? Or if he had let's say four chataos and four other birds that were two kinim stumos, so he might have brought all four chataos lamaila and then the four birds from the two kinim stumos lamata. Good, and two of those are kosher, because two of them are indeed chataos. So that's what the halacha is always going to be. However, it's not so clear, we don't know for sure, that the chataos that are ksheros belong to the guy, to the kan that was a chova. It could be that he did all of the chataos lamata, and they're all kosher, and he brought the entire kan chova lamaila. It could be that he did that, in which case the olos and the kan chova are kosher. So, but we're saying bare minimum. Bare minimum, you know, the worst case scenario is that he brought all of the chatos incorrectly. It could be he brought all of the chatos correctly and then half of the kan chova correctly. But we're talking about bare minimum. But he has to always cover for the possibility that he may have done better. Chova shnayim bechatos. What if we change the case a little bit? The number of birds in the kinim chova is double the number of chataos. He has two birds that are chataos and two kinim that are stumos, which means four birds that were parts of kinim stumos. So now he has a total of six birds. Four of them are supposed to be a chatas, and two of them are supposed to be an ola. If you would ask us what to do, we would say take two of the birds from the kinei achova lemata lechatas, and two of the birds from the kinei achova lemaila laola, and the two birds that are mufurashas lechatas lemata, like a chatas. But he didn't ask what to do, and he did half-half. He did three birds of maila, three birds of mata. So then the halach is mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Half of these birds are going to be kosher, half of these birds are going to be pasul. Why? What's the worst case scenario? That he took both chatos mufarashos and he brought them both lamaila, right? and one bird from one of the kinim stumos also lemaila. So the bird from one of the kinim stumos that's lemaila is kosher, because that's that he's just determined that that one's an ola. Its partner is a chatas, right? And that's fine. So its partner was brought lemata, and then another kan stuma was brought entirely lemata. One of those birds is kosher. So it turns out that one of the birds that he brought lemaila is kosher, and two of the birds that he brought lemata are kosher. So three out of the six birds are kosher. That's the way it's gonna turn out. That's why it's mechza kosher, mechza pasul, even in the worst case scenario. What if it was flipped that chatos shnayim bechova? He had twice as many chatos as he had in the kan chova, in the kan stuma, meaning he has four absolute chatos that are mixed in with one kan. One kan meaning two birds. That is one is supposed to be one and all of one chatos. So again, you have a total of six birds, but in this case, you have five of them that are supposed to be a chatos and only one that's supposed to be an ola. Had he asked what to do, we would have said take from the kan stuma. Take all four that are mufrashas lechatas and bring them all lemata. But he didn't ask what to do, and he did three lemala and three lemata. So aminyan shebechova kosher. The number of birds in the kan chova is going to be kosher, because what's the worst case scenario that he brought all? If he had started with four chatos and he did three and three, worst case scenario is three of the four chatos he did lemala, which means one of the four chatos he did lamata correctly, and then of the kan stuma he did both of them lamata, one of them correctly so and one of them incorrectly so two out of those six birds are going to be kosher. And that's what we said, that the number of birds shebechova in the kan stuma is going to be kosher. The number of birds in the kan stuma in this case was two birds, so that's why it's going to be kosher. And it works with any number. I'm just giving the simplest example in each case. V'chein, ola shenis arva b'chova. Let's say you have birds that are mufurish as an ola. This is just the flip. This is just a repeat, but instead of making it chatos that are mixed in with the kanstuma, we're now making it olos that are mixed in with the kanstuma. So you just flip the mizbeach upside down, and you have all the same halachos, because olos are all supposed to go lamala. So let's say you have olos that are nisariv with a kanstuma, and the number of olos is the same number of birds that you have in the kanchova stuma. So you have two olos. Let's say, simplest case, two olos mixed in with one kan stuma. So the halacha is ein kasher eliminyan olos shebechova. What's kasher is the number of olos that are in the kan stuma. So let's say again, two olos mixed in with one kan stuma. So from the entire taravis, only one ola is going to be kasher. If you had four olos mixed in with two kinim, then from the entire taravis, two olos are going to be kasher. Chova shnayim ba'ola, but let's say the kan stuma had twice as many birds as those that were designated for sure as an ola. So let's say two birds that are mefurash for an ola are mixed in with shtei kinim, with two kinim stumos, which means sachakol, you have six birds, four of them are meant to be olos and two of them are meant to be chatos, and the kohen did three and three, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. So like we said in the Reish of the Mishnah, half of them are going to be kasher, half of them are going to be apostle. What did he do? He takes from the Taroves two olos and one chatos are going to be kosher, and it works with any number. But that's it's always going to be half. Ola shnayim bechova, and if you flip it around and say that you have twice as many olos as you have kinim stuma, as you have birds in the kan stuma, let's say you have four birds that were definite olos that kept mixed in with one kan stuma, which means two birds, achas yola v'achas l'chatas. So you have six total birds. Five of them are olos, one of them is a chatas. And this kohen decides to do three lemaila, three lemata. So minyan shebechova kasher. The number of birds in the kinechova is going to be kosher. So it's just again the whole seifa, which is a repeat of the Reish, just substituting ola for chatas. Good. Now Mishnah Vav. This is the last Mishnah of Maseches Kinim. and we'll try to do it. We'll try to get through it. Says the Mishnah. We're going to have seven different cases, but it all starts with the same basic premise. And the premise is Ha'isha Sha'amra Harei Alai Kan Kisha Eled Zachar. A woman says, if I give birth to a baby boy, then I am hereby committing to bring a kan as a nedava. Meaning, obviously, if she gives birth to a baby, she has to bring a kan chova. She has to bring echad le'olav echad le'chatos. But she decides, in addition to that, she's going to bring kan le'nedava. Now, if she brings a kan le'nedava, they both have to be olos, because there's no such thing as a chatos nedava. You can only have an olos nedava. And then, sure enough, yolda zachar. She has a baby boy. So mevia shtei kinim. She's going to have to bring two kinim. Achas le'nidra, one for the neda that she promised, which are both going to be olos. V'achas l'chavasa, and one for the chiyuv that she has as yoledas, which is going to be one ola and one chatas. Nisanasan l'kohen, ha-kohen sarach lasal sholosh predin min-malan v'achas mil-matan. And therefore, when she gives it to the kohen is going to have to bring three olos and one chatas, because both birds from the kan nedava are olos, and one of the birds from the kan chova is an ola, and the other one is a chatas. That's if everything went great. But what if the kohen made a mistake? So now we have seven different cases that we're going to have if the kohen makes a mistake. Case number one, lo asakein, the kohen didn't do as he was supposed to do and bring three olos and one chatas, ella shtayim milamatan u'shtayim milamatan. He thought that both of these kinim were kinei chova. He knew the woman had a baby. He thought she was yoledes bezov, that she was both the yoledes and the zava, and therefore she had two kinim chovos, and that's why she was bringing two sets. So he made a mistake, and he brought him two as an ola, two as a chatas. V'lo nimlach. And he didn't ask her what the real plan was. So it turns out that he did a chatas, an extra chatas in place of an ola. It should have been three olos, one chatas. He did two olos, two chataos. So she's missing an ola. So what does she do? Very simple. So let her bring another bird and be makrav that lemaila. And that halacha is only true if all the kinim were from the same min, that they were all torim or they were all bnei yona. So bring one more bird from that min that she brought all the other birds from, and bring it lamaila to make up for her missing ola. Good, that's an easy case. Case number two, mishnei minin, if the two kinim that she brought were from two different minim, meaning one of them was torim and the other one was bnei yona, and from each min the kohen brought achas lamaila v'achas lamata, and very important over here is we don't know which kan was brought last. So tavi shtayim. Then she's going to have to bring another two birds, one tor and one benyona. Why? Because we learned in the second parak that you don't bring a tor keneged benyona, nor a benyona keneged tor. That a kan has to be either shnei torim or shnei benyona. So since she brought shnei kinim from two different minim, and the kan that the kohen was makra first and did achas amal v'achas amata, that one counted as her chiyuv, whichever one he was makra first, and the other kan counted as her nedava, and it was in her nedava that he messed up. But we don't know which one was her nedava. Was it torim or was it bnei yona? So because she knows she's missing an ola from her nedava, but she doesn't know if she's missing an olas bnei yona or an olas tor. So she's got to bring one of each to make up for her missing nedava. So that's why it's tavi shtayim. That's case number two. Case number three, Persha nidra. When she was noder to bring the kan, she was mefaresh that she's going to bring a particular min, either torim or bnei yona, but she doesn't remember what she was mefaresh. So because of the suffix, she really should have brought from the neder. She really should have covered her bases and brought a neder from each torim and bnei yona. And therefore, what she really was chayv to do was to bring three kinim now, one for one kan lechova, one kan of torim l'nedava, and one kind of bnei yona l'nedava, because at the time she made the nedava, she explicitly said what it's going to be, that it's either going to be torim or bnei yona. That's what she should really do. But since she didn't do that, she just brought a single min for her neder, and one of those birds were pasul anyway. So now what she has to do is strich lavi od shalosh preidin. She needs to bring another three birds. One bird la'ola from the min that she brought, and that's going to be in place of the one that was brought lamata when it should have been brought lamaila, plus another two birds from the min that she didn't bring. So if she brought, let's say, for her nedava, only torin, so she's got to replace one of those torin because one of them was brought as a chatas by accident, and she's got to bring two bnei yonas, mi min echad. So that's all if the both kinim that she brought were mi min echad. Now, case number four, umishnei minim. If both of the kinim that she brought, the chavasa and the nidra, were from two separate minim, so one of them was torim and the other one was bnei yona, but she doesn't know which one was brought first and which one was brought second, so she doesn't know which one was brought as her chova and which one was brought as her nidava, so tavi arba. Now she's going to have to bring four more birds, two torim and two bnei yona, and all of them are going to have to be brought as a korban olah. And the reason for this is, since you don't know which kan was brought as her neder, so the torim, whether it was the torim or the bnei yona, we don't know what she has to be mashlim for in terms of what became pasul, whether she needs to be mashlim an extra tor or be mashlim an extra bnei yona. And we also don't know if she brought for her neder torim and misafik she has to bring another two bnei yona, or if she brought bnei yona and misafik she has to bring another two torim. So the only way she's going to be yotzei all the sveikos over here is to bring another two kinim, a kan of torim and a kan of bnei yona, and she should make the following tonight. If lechatchila I really had committed to bring torim as my neder, and torim were actually brought for my neder, but I messed up, but it was messed up, and one of them was accidentally brought for a chatos, so then one of these two torim that I'm bringing now should be in place of the one that was messed up. The second one is a new nedava that I'm just volunteering now. And if bnei yona were brought for my neder, and I really was supposed to bring torim, so then both of these torim should be for my neder that I committed to bring. And ben kach, the two bnei yona will have to be the nedava. But if lechatchila I was really chayiv to bring bnei yona for my neder, and bnei yona were actually brought for my neder, but one of them became pasul, so then one of these bnei yona should make up for the pasul one, and the other one will just be a neder, and the two torim will be totally a neder. Bein kach ubein kach, the two torim will be a neder. So that's the only way out. If she brings two new sets of birds, two torim, one set of torim, one set of bnei yona. Case number five. Kava Nidra, let's say she was Kaveya, the neder to bring with her Chova, meaning she said, Hare alaikan, laviena imakan ba animis chuyeves luledasi, that I'm committing to bring a kan together with the kan that I'm chayiv to bring for my leda. So now she has to not just bring a neder, she has to bring a neder together with her Chova. So since she was mefarish, what it was going to be, whether it was going to be Torah or Bnei Yona, but she doesn't remember what she was mefarish, so because of the suffering, initially she would have been chayiv to bring together with her chova two more kinim, one kind of torim, one kind of bnei yona, because she committed to bring a specific kind. And now that she brings two kinim, she only brought two kinim instead of three, and it's all min echad. She's not yotzei her neder because maybe she was noder to bring from the other min, and she has to bring another kan from the second min and bring and add with it another ola b'makom the olas chova, so that the this kan of the second min will be brought together with the olas chova. But even that's not enough, because one of the olas from the kan that she brought for her neder became pasul, because the kohen did one lamaila, one lamata. So the one that did lamata was pasul, and maybe that was the kan that she was chayiv to bring for her neder. So it's not enough to be mashlim that preda alone, because the entire kan has to be brought together with the chova. So now it turns out she has to bring this entire kan, not just the one that was pasul, and therefore tzricha lavi od chamesh preidin miminachad. She's going to have to bring five more birds that are all going to be brought as a carbon ola, one from the min of the chova and two torim and two bnei yona for her neder, and that's and with that she'll be yotzei all the sveikos that she brought the neder with the olas chova. But that's all if she brought everything mimin echad. But case number six, mishnei minim, if the two kinim that she brought for her chova were from two different minim, so then tavishesh, meaning she brought achas one kind of torah, one kind of bnei yona, and she doesn't know which kind she brought first. Now she's going to need six more birds, three torah, three bnei yona, because since she was supposed to bring two kinim since she had to bring two kinim that were to be nedarim together with her olas chova, she has to bring this ola from the min that was brought as a chatas chavasa. And since she doesn't know which min was brought as her kan chova, she doesn't know which ola to bring the chavasa now together with the kinim that are coming for her neder, whether it's a Torah ben Yonah. So misafek, she has to do both of them. So together with the shtei kinim that are coming lenidra, she needs shtei Torah mushnei ben Yona, she needs shtei Torah mishnei b'nei Yona that are being brought l'nidra. She needs, on top of that, another Torah and ben Yona for the suffix olas chova. So in the total, it's going to be six birds. And final case is nisanasan l'kohen v'niodas manasna. If she gave the kinim to the kohen, but she doesn't know whether she gave Torah or b'nei Yona, or one kind of Torah, one kind of b'nei Yona to the kohen, v'alach ha'kohen va'asa v'niodea ma'asa, and the kohen was makrav them, but he doesn't know if he did them all the maila, that they're all olos, or he did them all the mata, they're all chatos, or mechzolos, mechzachatos. He has no idea. So she's not even yotzei her chova, because maybe he did it all as a chatos, and there was no olah. Maybe he did it all as an olah, and there's no chatos. So then, tzrichalavi od prayed in arba l'nidra, ushtayim l'chavasa, v'chatos achas. She's going to have to bring seven more birds. Four for her neder, two tarim, two b'nei yona, two for her chova, a tar and for olas chova, a tar and ben yona, and one for the chatos, which from whichever min she wants. But Ben Azay Omer shtei chatos. Ben Azay says not enough to bring one more for a chatos. She's gonna have to bring two more chatos, a tar and a ben yona, because the min of the kan is not nikval pi the chatos according to Ben Azay. So Ben Azay is gonna say it's gonna be eight more birds. The chacham held only seven more birds because you only need one chatas, because the min of the chatas is koveya what the min of the ola is going to be according to the chachamim. But Ben Azay disagrees. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the agadita and finish up the masechta. The rest of the masechta is easy.